Welcome, Mac Minutes Podcast, episode 133. Apple advances personal health by introducing secure sharing and new insights. This is the Mac Minutes Podcast with John Scudder from beautiful Anchorage, Alaska. In this podcast, you will hear about the world of Apple and how technology can help you work smarter, personally and professionally. We will give you the news to you in minutes, not hours. That's why this is the Mac Minutes Podcast. In this episode, we will discuss the announcement during the Worldwide Developers Conference, commonly referred to as WWDC 2021, that with iOS 15, iPhone and Apple Watch users will have the ability to share health data with loved ones or on care network, view trends, and measure their walking steadiness along with some additional features. Let's now go to the show. Apple previewed advanced consumer health and wellness insights for users at WWDC, as well as new tools for supporting loved ones. Building on the current innovative health features of iPhone and Apple Watch, iOS 15 gives users the ability to securely share their data with important people in their life, like a family member or a physician, and receive insights into the health trends of their loved ones. Additionally, new tools in iOS 15 can be used to identify, measure, and understand changes in a person's health data. For those who have listened to the Mac Minutes podcast for a while now, you already know many of the episodes cover the impacts of Apple devices have on our health. I am very passionate about this subject as it impacts me and many of you listening today. Apple CEO Tim Cook said on January 8, 2019 on a CNBC Mad Money interview, "If you zoom out into the future and you look back and you ask the question, what was Apple's greatest contribution to mankind? It will be health," Cook said. In a little more than 2 years, his vision is gradually becoming a reality. If today's podcast interests you, I would urge you to look at the past health-related episodes at macminutes.blubrry.net. In this episode on the website, I also have screenshots from the topics we will be discussing. Many of us have loved ones which this program can benefit, and I am no exception, thus my enthusiasm about this announcement. Jeff Williams, Apple's Chief Operating Officer, said the following, "This past year has emphasized the importance of health, and we're enabling our users to take a more active role in their well-being. We've added powerful features that give users the most comprehensive set of insights to better understand their health trends over time. Many people around the world are caring for someone, and we want to provide a secure and private way for users to have a trusted partner on their health journey. We're excited to bring these innovative tools directly into users' hands," he finished. Let's cover some of those features we will see shortly coming early this fall with the debut of the new operating systems. First, there is health sharing, which is a huge feature. With iOS 15, users can choose to securely give a loved one visibility into their health and wellness data, enabling them to have more meaningful conversations and provide support, even from afar, as they follow important alerts and changes over time. In the Health app, a new sharing tab lets users privately share their data with a trusted partner or caregiver. Users have full control over which data they share and with whom. Whether they're an aging parent who shares their activity or heart health data with a family member, a partner who chooses to share their fertility window insights, or a person with Parkinson's disease who wants to share their mobility data with a physical therapist. For the person receiving the information, shared data is presented with important insights and trends highlighted. Having meaningful conversations with a doctor about everyday activities during a visit is a key part of managing health, but it can be difficult to remember the details. With user permission, the Health app can keep track of valuable information, helping bridge the gap what a person experiences between clinic appointments. Now, users in the U.S. can choose to share certain types of health data, like heart rate, detected falls, hours of sleep, or exercise minutes with their doctor for more informed conversations. At participating healthcare organizations, a physician can review the Apple Health data that a user chooses to share directly in the electronic health record system. The next feature is being able to monitor health trends. The Health app adds trend analysis for 20 types of data, ranging from resting heart rate to sleep to cardio fitness, so users can easily see how a given metric is progressing. A critical part of maintaining personal wellness is tracking changes in health, which can be subtle and easy to miss. For users looking to keep an eye on their data over time, Trends is a new way to intelligently and proactively highlight important changes and surfaces the information in a way that's easy to understand. Users can also help keep tabs on goals, like increasing running distance or mindful minutes. For those looking to monitor insights across areas like insulin delivery, trend analysis applies to data from third-party devices connected to the Health app. With optional notifications, trends can highlight long-term changes in health, so a user can celebrate progress towards a goal or discuss with a doctor or care team. Next feature is a significant one. Falls takes a huge toll on our seniors. More than 37 million people each year require medical attention as a result of a fall, which can often be the tipping point for more serious conditions and a loss of independence. Walking steadiness on iPhone is an industry first, providing insight into fall risk by capturing important mobility data as users walk with their iPhone. Currently, fall risk is assessed by a caregiver through a questionnaire and an in-person evaluation. Walking steadiness offers the added ability to capture everyday movements and surface classifications within the Health app as okay, low, or very low, allowing users to proactively take action to help reduce their risk of falling. Walking steadiness uses custom algorithms to assess balance, stability, and coordination through built-in motion sensors on the iPhone. The first-of-its-kind metric was established using real-world data from the Apple Heart and Movement Study with more than 100,000 participants across all ages, the largest data set ever used to study fall risk. In addition to alerting users of possible fall risk, walking steadiness helps users meet their stability goals. Users can choose to receive a notification when their score is low or very low and be directed to curated visual exercises that are based on clinically validated methods to increase strength and balance. The next topic is likely the first question many of those we care for will ask. It's privacy. Many of us have been associated with Apple. No, privacy is fundamental in the design and development across all of Apple's health features. Trying to convince a loved one who isn't so familiar with Apple can be challenging. Apple has published many articles on the subject. Health data is under users' control, with granular control over which data types they choose to share and with whom. Data is encrypted when in transit and while at rest on a user's device when locked behind a passcode, Face ID, or Touch ID. Apple does not have access to this information when a user chooses to share it with a loved one or doctor. Some of the other additional health and wellness updates include an enhanced labs experience comes to health records on iPhone, making it easier for users to review their results. Users can view highlights, pin results that matter most to them, see whether labs are within range, and for those in the United States, access educational content about common lab tests. Next, with watchOS 8, Apple Watch measures respiratory rate, the number of breaths per minute during sleep. Users can review this information in the Health app and be notified if a meaningful trend has been identified. Next up is the new mindfulness app in watchOS 8 includes a refresh of the deep breathing experience, as well as another simple way to stay centered and calm. Breathe sessions give users more opportunities to slow down and focus, and feature a new animation. Users also have access to new reflex sessions, a way to be more mindful that helps them focus on positive thoughts. Last up, in iOS 15, users worldwide have an additional option for storing medical records of immunizations and test results directly in the Health app. Now, even if a vaccine provider or medical location doesn't currently support the health records feature, it can allow patients to download verifiable COVID-19 vaccination or test result records from an online browser or QR code so they can easily access them at any time. That sums up an update on all the health changes coming with the new operating systems this fall. And of course, if the past years are any indication, there will be a new Apple Watch 2. You can keep up with the world of Apple and its associated technology by joining the Facebook Mac Minutes podcast group, where I post articles from the top tech journalists. People can discuss topics, post articles, join special events, and other great tech happenings. If you have a question or an idea for a podcast, please reach out to me at mail.macminutes@gmail.com or through the Mac Minutes webpage at macminutespodcast.com. Other places we post news and events are on social media, including Twitter and Facebook. So that's all we have for Mac Minutes. Thank you again for listening, and Mac Minutes is available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, CastBox, Deezer, Overcast, Chartable, Google Podcasts, Podchaser, and many other of your favorite podcatchers. Take care of yourself, and we'll talk to you soon with more Apple news on the Mac Minutes podcast. Be safe, be nice, and stay well. Thank you again for listening to the Mac Minutes podcast. I hope you have a great week ahead, and we'll talk to you soon.